Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 973 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. Now, here's today's question from Amir.
Hi, Pat. First of all, thank you very much for your super inspiring podcast that I listen to very often. And the question I have is, how would you go on creating qualified leads in a field where there is a lot of competition and lots of content is free on YouTube? I'm teaching guitar online and people love it. And although there is a lot of free content on YouTube, many people who just start out with YouTube don't see any results. But for some reason, they don't try or don't want to try something new. So how would you go on to, create leads and show the benefits of something that people believe they can get for free? Thank you very much, and looking forward to your answer to this. Keep up your great work. Thank you.
Hey, Amir, thank you so much for this question. I appreciate it. This is a great topic because it pertains to those of us who podcast as well. And I'm doing both YouTube and podcasting. For those of you who haven't checked out my YouTube channel yet, youtube.com/smartpassiveincome. I'm focusing a lot more on video and those kinds of things in 2018. So feel free to go there and subscribe, please. Now, what I like to do in this situation where you're looking for people to work with you a little bit further, and that's essentially what you want them to do, right? They're finding you for free. You're getting initial exposure. Well, how can you convince them to take further action with you, to get their email address, perhaps, if that's the first thing you want? And I want to give you the ACE formula, A-C-E. So these are three different ways that you can end up doing it. You can do it in a combination of all three of these things or even just one of them. So A-C-E, the A stands for access. That's something that people who are getting your content for free normally do not have when downloading or getting content from you on those platforms. Access to you is different. So you could potentially create something like a webinar or a live Q&A or something else that people can get from you at a specific time, because you don't want to just give all out access to you at all times. But having a very specific moment or moments during the week where you do that and you give access to people who offer you their email, well, then that's the first thing. So access is one of the top things people will want. If they enjoy the stuff that you have and they can get their questions answered, they could see behind the scenes of what you're doing, give them access. And you can even do it, like I just said earlier, behind the scenes. Even if it's not live, you can show people your workspace on Instagram stories or other places. You can show people behind the scenes, or, people love to see what's going on in the background. So that's another way that you can, through access, give people some incentive to take further action with you. In order to get that access, they'll have to give you their email. So that's the A in ACE. Then it's convenience. I learned this lesson when I first started out in business because my very first product that I sold, which was an ebook study guide to help people pass an exam in the architecture industry, it was actually made up of 95% of the same stuff that was available on my website for free. And I was freaked out because I thought that people would complain, oh, why are you selling me this stuff? I can get it for free. But the benefit of getting the book was people didn't have to go through the website and all the different, you know, for you, it'd be all the different videos and finding them and getting it on YouTube. It would be in a more convenient area. So perhaps you could take those videos and put them into a course for free. That people would need to give you their email address for, that would make it a lot more convenient for them to get the whole thing laid out properly from start to finish. I can imagine perhaps you have a lot of videos on YouTube right now and you can put them all in a Teachable course, for example. Teachable is the tool that I use. I'm also an advisor for the tool, smartpassiveincome.com/teachable. It's the tool that I use to compile information into a course-like structure. I've done it for free, like with my Will It Fly companion course, and then I've done it for paid courses such as Smart From Scratch, and also poweruppodcasting.com, and future courses too, just so you know. But yeah, so you could do that, and people would offer you something like their email address, or even potentially even pay you, like I said with my example, for the convenience. So we have access, we have convenience, and then the E is exclusivity. So having exclusive content that's only available for people who are there, who have given you their email. Exclusive content. So you'd have to work really hard if a lot of the information is for free on YouTube. But what might be step number two? What's step number two in the lessons that you're teaching? That's not always available, but exclusivity is something people will offer their email address for as well. So we got access, we have convenience, and we have exclusivity. Sounds like a course to me too, right? But you can take bits and pieces of that and actually offer it in exchange for an email address. So Amir, hopefully this helps you and all of you. Remember, the ACE strategy for getting people to take action with you: access, convenience, and exclusivity, one or all of the above. So thank you so much, Amir. I appreciate it. And I'd love to offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Gertrude Stein. We are always the same age inside. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.